Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 916. We're going to top out at 38 today. It is 30 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
It's all fun and games until the boss doesn't pick up on the sarcasm.
Earlier we mentioned the hand sanitizer in our studio that was that is very, very potent smelling.
Seriously.
And you know what? I think I was wrong because, oddly enough, right after, not too long after we were talking about that, we have this, you know, bottle of Purell in here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe an hour after we mentioned that, Debbie comes in to refill it.
Yeah. With the big bottle.
With the big bottle. And the big bottle was Purell. I just thought it was some random generic industrial, you know, whatever business sized bottle.
The generic stuff you can buy. Yeah.
It wasn't. It was actually Purell.
Yeah.
I think it's just the smallness of this room.
It could be.
That makes it smell so potent.
Seriously, it does. It does really smell like we're drinking alcohol.
So my last haircut was on July 5th, 2012. And Mel straightened my hair this morning.
I did.
The pictures are up at hot1047.com. I actually didn't. I only saw the one on the front page. My hair looks, it looks like I just crawled out of bed. I showered this morning, but because Mel was doing this, I just threw on a hat. Because had I not thrown on a hat, my hair would look like a giant mushroom.
It would have been kind of crazy.
So I just put on a hat this morning and came in. And wow.
So you're now part of One Direction.
No, that's, I don't, I think I would still need an audition first.
No, I think that your hair would definitely work for it.
Yeah.
It's very, I kind of like it that way, actually.
Yeah, Jane out in the hallway does not.
She don't like it?
She does not like it.
Aww.
I was trying to find a picture of my hair longer when it's normal.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find one that was big enough to for you to put up on the website, so it's not really even a good comparison, but my hair is insanely curly.
It is. If you have to click into the actual story to see the straightened version.
You can kind of see the back where my hat was not covering my hair. It's pretty, it's very poofy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, Andy gets a perm. Okay, so that's kind of amusing.
It is pretty good.
You can go look at that right now at hot1047.com. Okay, so this is one way to have a bar fight breakout. About 12:40 a.m. on Saturday in Kansas City, the home of the best barbecue in the world, a woman at the EB Bar and Grill was dancing and very pregnant. So pregnant, in fact, that her water broke on the dance floor.
Oh, no.
That led to some horrible things. A few people made comments about how it was totally inappropriate for a woman to about to give birth to be out dancing at a club. And some of the woman's friends got into it with those people. Massive brawl broke out. Tragically, a 40-year-old man was shot and critically injured.
What?
A 23-year-old Serrano Irons was arrested for the shooting. There's no word on what happened to the pregnant woman or... You know, the baby she probably had shortly thereafter. But, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Control your tempers, people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another thing you can look at hot1047.com is, did Google hit a donkey? Now, there was some... it looks like it could have been. Like, here's the deal. Google Street View cars, they drive around.
I've seen one, yeah.
You've actually seen one driving around town?
Yeah. It was a while ago, but yeah.
Does it say Google on the side?
Yeah, it does.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Anyway, they don't drive every single, they didn't drive every street in Sioux Falls, just mostly the main drags.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, they were driving down a random dirt road in Botswana. Some guy spotted this.
Okay.
And it looked, there's, in one photo, there's a donkey walking down the road.
Uh-huh.
In the next photo, it's laying on the ground, and it looks like it's gone past. But Google says that, no, the donkey was laying on the ground first, and then after it passed by, it got up.
Oh.
Plausible.
Maybe it's a fainting donkey.
It could be a fainting donkey. That's entirely possible. Yeah.
There's fainting goats.
Yeah. There was audio of the incident gathered from the video camera they had along.
Really?
Anyway, our poll question today.
It's so silly. We are silly today.
Yeah, it's not the greatest poll question ever, but it was very telling. Basically, we were trying to figure out, do you give crap one about Lance Armstrong doping, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
74% would rather hear news about the hot girl from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air loving one-night stands than Lance Armstrong admitting doping stuff.
Now we know.
Now we know. We also learned today that blowing both nostrils at the same time is not good for you.
No, that's bad.
You can make yourself sick longer.
I've never done that ever.
Me either.
So weird.
Very, very, very strange.
I don't even get that one.
Yes. But, you know, of course, you can also get flu shots. That's in women's heads.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I'm not getting a flu shot. I watched Hugh Jackman during the Golden Globes, and he says I don't need one. I think if we all took medical advice from award-winning actors, the world would seriously be a healthier place. I mean, is the Golden Globes the best place to go if you have the flu? Shaking hands with 1,000 people? I think if I'm going to share an infectious disease with Hugh Jackman, I'd at least like to be taken out to dinner first. Why do people even shake hands? It's like the most dangerous custom ever. I say when you meet someone new, you should just immediately put your mouth over their nose and blow. Just get it over with. Ugh, I'm not making any sense, am I? I'm probably coming down with the flu. Thanks a lot, Hugh.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Andy and Mel.
I'm afraid I'll jerk it. That's why I let go of it.
I actually think I grip hard.
Hot 104.7.
Hi. This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Lee Thompson, who you may know as Uncle Poodle from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, has announced that he's HIV positive. Meanwhile, Mama June has banned Crazy Tony from the show because he's just too crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. The NFL playoffs managed to squeak out the ratings win over the BCS National Championship game last week, attracting 31 million and 26 million viewers, respectively. Meanwhile, season 2 of Girls premiered on HBO the same night, and it won 2 Golden Globes. It did slightly worse than last year's premiere. Remember Criss Cross? Well, they're reunited for a concert next month, to celebrate their 20th anniversary. And no indication if they plan on doing anything beyond that, but who knows. And Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and Slipknot singer Corey Taylor have collaborated on a new song called From Can to Can't. And Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nelson is also on the track, so that's kind of cool. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Bad news for the Empire.
Okay,
we're not going to build a Death Star.
Aww.
Details next.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 9:37. We're going to top out at 38 today. It is 32 right now. And I just saw this story, and it's so funny. There is bad news for the Galactic Empire.
Oh, no. What is it?
The White House is quadrupling the number of signatures required for online petitions after a Colorado man's proposal to build a Death Star had hit the previous threshold.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, John D. from Longmont, Colorado, posted a petition on the White House website for the government to begin construction of a Death Star by 2016. The fictional Death Star, a moon-sized weapon capable of destroying an entire planet.
Yeah.
This story from ABC7 in Denver. The petition got 32,000 signatures. The Obama administration previously said it would respond to any petition with over 25,000 signatures, but that number has been raised to 100,000.
What?
The new requirement only applies to petitions created from this point forward. So, Obama will have to respond to the Death Star.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a bummer. It'd be cool to have a Death Star, you know?
Sure.
I mean, we've already got, you know, what are they called? The drones? You know? They see a terrorist, they're, you know, watching it on a camera like a video game, and then...
Yeah.
Hellfire missile, boom. Dead terrorist. Imagine if we had a Death Star.
Imagine.
Yeah. It'd be pretty sweet.
Or could just watch the movie.
Could do that too. My brother actually called me the other day. You have the Star Wars DVDs? Do I have the Star Wars DVDs?
Duh.
I have the original three, the only three that matter. You know, episodes 4, 5,
yes,
and 6.
I know.
So he borrowed them because his little boy wanted to kind of get into Star Wars. Let's
nice.
Check it out.
Nice. Yeah.
And, oh, that reminds me. I saw a picture yesterday of a guy. I should post this on our Facebook, too. Such a neat idea. His son had had some type of open heart surgery. The little boy in the picture looks like he's no more than 2 years
he's
old.
He's pretty young.
Pretty
yeah.
young. And he's got like a scar.
I love this idea.
And so his dad got a tattoo of like something right
in
the same spot.
Wasn't the kid's name?
No, I couldn't. The picture wasn't very big, so I couldn't really make it out all that well, but it was a very, very cool idea. You know,
I like
so
it.
He got the same tattoo that his son had.
Very cool.
Well, not tattoo that his son had, but
well, his son has a scar, but he had yeah. a tattoo to look like a scar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of mimics it. It's kind of hard to, I don't know, I couldn't really see it perfectly, but it was pretty cool. And my son,
very neat.
My nephew, my brother's little boy that I just mentioned, he had heart surgery a few years back when he was pretty little. And yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Get a tattoo just like dad
mm-hmm.
or tattoo of the scar or whatever. I think it kind of looks like I'm looking at the blown up version of it and some of it looks like flies, but other parts of it look like they're like safety pins. I don't know. Anyway, still just a cool idea.
It
get a tattoo
cool.
of an incision on your chest.
I like
just
it.
Just like your little boy or girl or whatever. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Very, very cool. Heroes of the day are on the way next. Hang on.
Every town needs a hero.
Working class hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
On Monday morning, a casket containing a 93-year-old man's dead body was stolen from a cemetery in Detroit. Police ended up figuring out it was the man's 48-year-old son who had stolen it. His plan was to bring his dad back to life through the power of prayer. That's weirdly sweet, but stealing a corpse is totally illegal.
Oh, yeah.
And he was arrested.
All right.
I'd love to give you the guy's name, but I can't get it to seem to pop up, so.
Okay. Well, my hero of the day is kind of an oddly named man. His name is James Kirk.
Oh.
As in Captain James T. Kirk.
Yes.
From Star Trek. You know, William Shatner's character.
Mm-hmm.
Last August, 50-year-old James Kirk of Linwood, Washington, he had himself a meltdown.
Uh-oh.
Kind of reminds me of the Star Trek movie when he starts screaming at Khan in the Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
Khan!
Yeah, well, anyway, he had a meltdown. On the 16th of August, he stole his ex-wife's car, was arrested and released. 2 days later, he was caught driving the stolen car again. Police started chasing him. He bailed, stripped nude, and tried to escape on a bicycle.
Khan!
Would yeah. that be uncomfortable?
It would be a little uncomfortable. Yeah, he was wigging out. Anyway, he was only wearing a bike helmet as the cops chased him. He ended up breaking into a woman's house and getting physical with her when she wouldn't give him clothes. Finally, the cops pepper sprayed him and arrested him.
Oh, my goodness.
Monday, he was sentenced to 2 years in prison for felony burglary and robbery.
Holy Hannah.
Yeah. Come on! Anyway, that was the only good Star Trek movie. It's the only one I ever saw.
I don't think I watched anyone other
than that.
That's
why
one.
It's the only good one. It's the yeah. only one I ever watched. Anyway, right. Time for us to scoot. Ben's in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.